research department of the Mike Church Show has learned that most people listen to this show because you want your truth neat, straight up, and never watered down.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
And the best part about taking in 100-proof truth is you can drive at the same time. And you'll never get a hangover.
I'm so wasted!
The bar at the Mike Church Show opens every weekday morning at 8 a.m. exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
I do feel, Reg, that any anti-imperialist group like ours must reflect such a divergence of interest within its power base.
Agreed. Francis? Yeah, I think Judith's point of view is very valid, Reg. Provided the movement never forgets that it is the inalienable right of every man
or woman
to rid himself
or herself.
Agreed. Thank you, brother.
Or sister.
Where was I?
I think you finished.
Oh, right. Furthermore, it is the birthright of every man
or woman.
Why don't you shut up about women, Stan? You're putting us off.
Women have a perfect right to play a part in our movement, Reg.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Well, why do you want to be Loretta, Stan?
I want to have babies.
You want to have babies?
It's every man's right to have babies if he wants them.
But you can't have babies!
Don't you oppress me.
I'm not oppressing you, Stan. You haven't got a womb. Where's the fetus going to gestate? You're going to keep it in a box?
Here, I've got an idea. Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, not having a womb, which is nobody's fault, not even the Romans, but that he can have the right to have babies.
Good idea, Judith. We shall fight the oppressors for your right to have babies, brother. Sister, sorry. What's the point?
What?
What's the point of fighting for his right to have babies when he can't have babies? It is symbolic of our struggle against oppression.
Symbolic of his struggle against reality.
Welcome back to Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. 2 years old today up in here. We are live and commercial free on YouTube, live and commercial free on Facebook Live at Mike on the Mike Church Show fan page, live on our website at crusadechannel.com, and live on our app, free of charge, to download in the Google Play Store and iTunes Store today. We're also live in our chat room at MikeChurch.com. Now, my goal for the day was during this hour and the next hour was to break single at once listening record. To do that, if you are being bombarded with social media prompts for this stream, then you'd actually have to hit one of them and turn the stream on, which you could do easily today. You can also join the live chat room at MikeChurch.com. Just click the Mike Church Show live chat. Now, I played the Stayin' Alive song because if you blouse on over to MikeChurch.com, at the top of the homepage, wait for the scroll, you'll see Stayin' Alive on Wings and Prayers. I will not tell you the contents of what is contained in that tell-all biopic, if you will, the first 2 years of the Crusade Channel, but you could go and read it, and I hope that you will. Go and read it today at MikeChurch.com. We'll give you a little bit of an insight on how 2 years was even possible. Well, first of all, if it wasn't for all you members, well, then it wouldn't have been possible. That's one thing. Second thing, if it wasn't for the fits of, and it's had to have happened, the graces and the blessings that have come out of nowhere when they were most needed, that's a story that's worth telling in and of itself. And then third of all, as we heard from our first caller today, how appropriate, Doug in Chicago. Doug was the first caller on this day in 2015 when we launched the Crusade Channel. So the first guy that called ever when we launched the channel was the first guy that called on the two-year birthday today. So if you're listening out there, thanks for joining us. Wake up Granny and spank her on the fanny and tell her the good news. The stream will not melt down today, I can assure you. The radio.co stream will not fail us today. It's rock solid, man, rock solid. So tell all your friends and family to tune on in. We've got a heck of a program planned for you. We've got Joseph Pierce, Carrie Gress, David Simpson, Brother Andre Marie, and you at 844-527-8723. And it's Veterans Day, and as I was saying earlier, we sent them to war. Now it's our turn to pay. I've been campaigning for a decade now against undeclared interventionist government-changing, regime-changing wars, and they keep happening. The result of this is tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of wounded, PTSD-suffering young men. Families have been destroyed. Lives have been upended. $5.5 trillion of treasure has been squandered. Well, has it really been squandered? If you're right, look, if you live in Prince William County, Virginia, one of those northern counties in Virginia, it hasn't been squandered. No, the parasite class, the military-industrial complex parasite class, is doing star-spangled awesome. They don't produce anything other than death, war, mayhem, destruction of private property, war crimes. Oh, and let's not forget the widows. Congratulations. Nice. The widow. Minister Church, they died for this, protecting our freedoms. Do you really believe that? Seriously, you really think we sent American soldiers to die in Iraq and they were protecting Monday Night Football? From who? Saddam Hussein? We, like my friend Lori Calhoun says in her book, we kill because we can. American people won't demand that it stop. Until they do, or until this thing begins to crumble, break up, and we can form our own new Republican forms. Heck, it could be a monarchy for all I care, as long as the order is correct. Let's go to the telephones at 844-527-8723. So, solemn commemoration of veterans today. And all that this government and this rah-rah-rah USA talk radio mafia-led neocon soulless sentencing of so many tens of thousands to a fate most of their sons will never suffer. Oh, but they get to go on TV and say, well, you know, when America leads, when America, here's what you should think. When America leads, people die. People suffer. That's our government's doing. Are there good people in this country? Mike, do you hate the country? No, I don't hate the country. I don't hate the countryside. My country's Louisiana. Do I despise this government? Yep. It's worthy of being despised. It makes legal abomination and abominations and abominations after abominations before the throne of Almighty God, the least of which is the killing of the soon-to-be-born. By the way, one of the miracles in the last 2 years, if you go to my website, MikeChurch.com, and you go read my essay, Staying Alive on Wings and Prayers, and I hope that you will, you'll see down at the bottom of the story, the miracle, the story of miracle baby, baby Lily Ann, born last Friday at 1 pound, 1 ounce, 26 weeks. What makes baby Lily Ann so special? Grandpa Paul is a listener. Reached out to me on last Friday. Asked for me to please pray for his granddaughter and his daughter. And I think it was daughter-in-law, actually. And immediately, I sought the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena and St. Antony of Padua. And then Paul called on Tuesday. I didn't know this. And I kept it up over the weekend. Little Lily Ann was born and survived, and survives to this day. Paul sent me pictures of little Lily Ann. Let me just give you this. Go look at the pictures. See my glasses here? Little Lily Ann's diaper fits inside these glasses. It fit inside. He took a picture of his reading glasses on a counter and the little tiny Pampers that they fit inside the reader. That's how small that child is. What a miracle. And I'm not taking credit for that. I'm just saying that we were here to witness it. And Paul was here to tell the story of that miracle. That is miraculous. And it all happened here on the Crusade Channel. If you'd like to join us, our website to become a Founders Pass member today, crusadechannel.com. If you're out there listening free and you want to see what all the fuss is about, why we sell these memberships, or why so many people are super rabid fans, go to crusadechannel.com. And, well, you know what? We'd have to put it on social media, the link. I just ran out of time again yesterday, but you can get a one-day Founders Pass membership with the coupon code one day, and it's free. So you can become a member for a day. You can download files, download this show, download yesterday's show if you want, or November 11, 2015. But I'll have to get Maggie O'Connell to put the link up on the Twitter and the Gab and in the chat room and on Facebook and all that stuff so you'll have access to it. Jeff in South Georgia is first up here at this hour on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mike. First off, happy anniversary. Appreciate everything that you and the whole team there does. God bless, and thank you for everything you do. That's dedication beyond the call of duty. I wanted to expand a little bit on what you were talking about the last hour, and it also relates here on what you're talking about with the veterans and so on and so forth. And one of the reasons I drop listening to all the other talk show hosts, if you want to say, out there, root cause, they do not want to discuss, and you've mentioned this before, they do not want to mention root cause.
Nope.
One of the reasons they don't want to do it is us. We are the root of the problem, period, end of story. Granted, there is a lot of things going on, but we have allowed these things to fester and get into the state. But why? Why does it get into the state that it's in? Because we don't want to look at ourselves, because when we start looking deep in ourselves, and I can speak on this personally, we start seeing more and more inside ourselves that we just don't like, and we don't want to recognize that, because if we do, we've got to do something about it. And doing something about it requires dedication, and it requires changing our ways.
Well, it requires that you look at the problem, as you said, from the point of view, from the philosopher's point of view, which is the root cause or the ultimate cause.
Yep.
And if you're not willing to look at what the ultimate cause is, then you can't possibly even propose a problem, which is why all of the ridiculous solutions that we've been told, the talk radio mafia and the TV talk show mafia and the conservative magazine mafia have been parroting and promoting for the last, if you go all the way back to William F. Buckley standing athwart history yelling stop, it'd be the last eight decades. But in major media, certainly the last three decades, the moral crisis, as is evidenced by anyone that wants to measure, it's gotten worse. And that's because there's no method to it. Oh, we need to elect people, Republican conservatives with family values. You can elect all the family values jerks you want. If they don't have their house in order, and if they're not trying to restore the order, well, then all you're going to get is a bunch of stupid platitudes that are going to produce exactly what we can witness with our very eyes. The fact of the matter is, the rest of the talk radio mafia is in denial. You know why? Because they don't want to be unemployed.
Yeah, they don't want to touch it. And it relates to the Judge Moore thing you were just talking about here. On one breath, many of these same people are telling us we have to accept the things that he's being accused of doing. Yet on their second breath, they're saying, hey, look at this guy. There's no way this guy should be capable of being a senator of the U.S. Senate. Oh, wait, which is it? Is the immoral behavior supposed to be status quo? or is immoral behavior supposed to be unacceptable?
Well, now, let's just, the Roy Moore, let's just look at that story just for a moment. 32-year-old man, 14-year-old girl. There, let me just be clear. There is no defense of that if it actually happened.
I'll agree. The story and reality are two different things, and they've yet to prove that to be even close to reality. It just, a lot of things don't jive.
Okay, so now we say that, okay, this is immoral. It'd be the promotion of and the condoning or the endorsement of a mortal sin, so you have to reject it. And all those things are true. But there's another thing to say about this. Now, if you're going to get all up in arms and start screaming and hollering about we can't have these kind of people that are running our government or in places of authority, they can't be ruling elites or whatever the case may be, well, I got to ask the question, how can Harvey Weinstein be a ruling elite?
Well, and that's my point. I agree. That's my point is in one breath, these same people will tell you that you have to accept these unacceptable behaviors and shut up and sit back. And then in the second breath, they want to use it as a tool against somebody else. That, no, you can't have it both ways. It is immoral behavior. You have to have the standard. That standard comes from God. Of course, we don't want to recognize God as a people, let's say.
Well, now, listen, now this is also very rich. You also have the Democrat Party. If anyone wants to know what, if you want to hear immorality, I can play some for you. We have the Democrat Party that and their sycophant media industrial complex mafia that is all in on Moore can't hold a higher office. Moore can't hold a office of importance. This guy is an immoral train wreck. What he did was unconscionable and unthinkable, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you're going to have that point of view, and that you're rejecting someone because he is because he's quote immoral, close quote. Well, I seem to recall last August at the Democrat National Circus Convention that there was this. And if you want to take a listen to it, tell me what this is, Jeff.
Please welcome the president of NARAL Pro Choice America, Elise Hoag.
Generation Texan. Texas women are tough. We approach challenges with clear eyes and full hearts.
Blah, blah, to blah, blah, blah,
life,
blah, blah.
All we need are the tools, the trust, and the chance to chart our own path.
Sure.
I was fortunate enough to have these things when I found out I was pregnant years ago. I wanted a family, but it was the wrong time. I made the decision that was best for me, to have an abortion and get compassionate care at a clinic in my own community.
Yay.
Now, years later, my husband...
Now, so these are the same people crying moral foul at Judge Moore. Now, I'm not going to get into this tit-for-tat business, but you don't have a leg to stand on. And at least Moore would allow the child to be born to make it a 14-year-old, so it could be pederast.
Well, material. Take a point in what she was just saying there. So why don't we address the first decision that she made? How did she get pregnant? There was a decision related to that right there.
Peter Jeff, please, stop trying to hold these people's feet to the proverbial fire. That's not what we do in America today.
Yeah. And that's I agree. And that's a problem. And why many people don't want to hold their feet to the fire is because if I hold their feet to the fire, somebody's going to hold my feet to the fire. And again, when we look in self-respect, we see things in ourselves like, ooh, I don't want to address that because if I got to, I've really got to change the way I think, what I do, and how I hold other people accountable.
Well, maybe you want God to hold your feet to the fire because I think he could hold it down to the fire and, like, burn your feet off.
Yeah. I'm afraid we've got that coming, and it's not so much that God's going to hold our feet to the fire. It's that fire that we made, and we're putting our feet in it.
Well, Jeff, I'm glad that you called. Thank you very much. And thanks for calling on the two-year anniversary birthday show of the Crusade Channel. 2 years old today, brother, sister.
Take care, Mike, and thanks again to everybody that works there at Veritas Radio and helps support it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, that would be you. So, look what has wandered into the studio. Mr. David Simpson.
Good morning. Good morning. I was tempted. I looked at it three times, my uniform in the back of my closet. I almost wore it in today.
Your military uniform?
Yeah. But the last time I put it on, it's weird. If you put something in a closet for a long time, Mike, it starts to shrink a little bit. So the last time I put it on, it just wasn't the same fit as I recall.
So you could have wore your Third Order St. Martin of Tours uniform with the beret and
yeah. I'm working on it. Still working on that one. I need you to design me a little. Father was really interested in the coat of arms, and so I just sketched one up, and I'm gonna have you work on it. It's gonna be awesome.
Well, happy birthday. So you were here 2 years ago today.
I think I've been here every day. I know I've been here in, what would you call it? My conscience and my sorrow and my worry and my concern and poor, I'm like, Mike, I remember when you told me. I remember when you said,
Church, please stop.
I remember you said, I'm SiriusXM's saying bye-bye, and I'm starting my own station. And I was just like, my goodness gracious.
You're nuts.
You're nuts. You're brave. I don't know. I had a lot of different anxieties. Still do.
I think I share those anxieties.
But you know what? 2 years later, here we are, and I don't know, my fingernails are still in there no matter how hard I've been grabbing onto the side of that wet wall.
So did you read Staying Alive in Too Much Heaven?
No, I just heard about it this morning, so I hadn't.
Okay, well, I think I sent you the link last night.
Oh, I hadn't been on the email.
But it's a recap of, again, I'm not going to tell anyone what's in it because I want them to go read it without my prejudice creeping in. You just go read. It's at MikeChurch.com. It's called Staying Alive on Wings and Prayers. And it's pretty much what I told you on Wednesday that I was going to write. Although, when I started writing, I'm like, man, I could be here till 2 tomorrow morning. So I had to cut it short. I had to abbreviate. There's many. You know, at the end of the Gospel of St. John, it says, this is not all that happened here.
Oh, yeah.
This is not a complete record of the event.
If everything Mike has done had been written in a book, there are not enough books in the world that would contain.
There would be not enough room to contain. So I had to condense and pick and choose. But anyways, as I was writing that last night, and it took about three and a half hours, I remembered, and I went back and I said, wait a minute, you can't just pull a me or a little, you know, pigpen cloud over my head. The world sucks today, and I don't want to be a part of it. I can't believe it's this bad. It always has to be that, like when you're playing golf, there's that one shot you remember that gets you going back. You go back and you know, I made that shot.
Yeah, I've done one of those before. So one. One of those before.
I had to remember, so I went back and I added the touching, miraculous story of little baby Lily Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the pictures that Grandpa Paul sent me. That show, and I was showing Christopher, if you go look at the pictures, that little child's diaper will fit inside these reading glasses.
Right,
it's that tiny, that small. And she will fit just about inside these reading glasses. They're 1 pound, 1 ounce, born at 26 weeks. But you know what? I didn't orchestrate Paul reaching out and asking me, hey, Mike, daughter or daughter-in-law is going into surgery, 25, 26 weeks. We're all fearing, you know, for both mother and child. Will you please pray? I didn't ask for that. You know, he did that. For some reason, he thought that maybe whoever I would ask, he could have said whatever the reason is. But when he called and then he revealed the results, and if you listen to the call, he says, man, brother, I don't know what hotline number you got, but all is well. Let me introduce you to Lily Ann. Folks, let me just say this. This is not boasting or bragging. This is just a story that I think everyone, I wish that everyone would have one to tell, or if not more than one. You don't get to be a part of that. When you're out there worrying about the next paycheck, when you're out there worrying about, oh, well, I wonder if the advertiser would get mad if I said that I prayed for the baby and I mentioned St. Anthony of Padua on air. Well, I wonder if a subscriber is going to get upset that, you know, doesn't believe in the communion of saints. You can't worry about that, but yet it happened, David. And that man reached out. I kind of reached out in my pathetic little manner. But the fact of the matter is that we all now know the story of little Lily Ann. That's a miracle, brother. And
yeah,
reminds me of why I want to do for the next 2 years. I want to hear a lot more baby Lily Ann's.
Right. No. I admire your perseverance and your long suffering. And you and I have discussed this many, many times. I don't know. I know that there needs to be a shift in the way America does just about everything, right? I just don't know how to have this business survive without people contributing to it. In other words, I don't know the way out of the money game just yet. One of these days I'll figure it out. We'll know how to create a business that runs on all the love that you're talking about, on all the good will.
You can't run it on love.
Well, I know.
Oh, we need traveler's checks.
Right, right. So, you know, here is my – yesterday, I had a very similar experience. Yesterday, I had the same experience because my show was replaying, and I had a call from Eric.
I heard it.
And I was basically doing some pretty serious financial and psychological counseling all on the air.
Mm.
And I'd kind of forgotten about it, and I hadn't talked to Eric in a little while, so I'm going to reach out to him and make sure that he's okay because I haven't heard from him. And, same thing. You don't get those kind of situations in a normal financial planning thing. This was just a guy was moved because the radio station moved him to call in.
Let's go to the telephones and talk to Dan. And but Dan in Jersey, hang on just a second. Let me bring Brother Andre Marie in real quick because brother, happy birthday, brother.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike. How you doing?
I am well, and David is here with me.
Good. I heard that.
Hello, brother.
Hello, David. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Looks like you two have to catch up because.
I know.
You've been out of philosophy class for a year and a half.
I'm a flunky. I flunked out of philosophy class.
You know what? Yeah, brother, I was thinking about this, and I'll get into it just a moment. I was thinking about this. I think I told a story the other day. When in late October or whenever, when I said, hey, brother, I'm going to start this thing called the Crusade Channel. And I think you want to host a radio show on it. I think you got what it takes. And you went, I don't know about that. Mike, I'm going to prey upon that and get back to you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. About 5 days later, I get this joyous, ebullient note. All caps. Mike, I'm in. And now 100 episodes of Reconquest Radio later. You have quite a broadcasting career going. I think Father Blessed James Albarion would be very happy with you, brother, even though you're not a Pauline. I think he would make you an honorary Pauline.
Yeah. Well, I think so. I've been to some of his bookstores, and I think he might be a little bit upset at what they're doing right now. No, I'm really glad that you made the offer, and I'm glad that I took you up on the offer. But I didn't want to be, they say fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Sometimes
that's
I've
me.
Learned from the past that. When somebody gives me an idea that sounds immediately good, I rush into it, and then, blowback happens.
Well,
so I thought it would be best to be prudent and take a few days.
You did.
So that that ebullient answer was my initial feeling, but I had to sit on it.
Well, here's something that if you go and read my little essay about staying alive with wings and prayers, then you'll get a better appreciation of this. Here's one of the great advantages to having a brother Andre Marie, slave to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, on your program or on your channel, your radio station. Brother is very content. As a matter of fact, as part of his order, that he is actually paid
0.0,
and he's happy for it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even have to give brother the fake raise of adding the 0.0 or the 0.00 to it. So, brother, in other words, brother comes at the right price.
Yeah, well, the vow of poverty has its advantages.
But brother, congratulations on 100 episodes, and again on adding that, I think, that dimension and that personality of the order of the Benedictines and of the Reconquest Radio Show to the channel, because it has left an indelible mark. And I don't think that anyone, even our evangelical and Protestant friends, have not been free from your influence, because they've written you and you sent rosaries and you've read emails from them, and you've given them good charitable apologetics. So I think it's looking back over 2 years, it's for all of us and for both of us and for all three of us, it's been quite a journey, and one filled with all manner of blessings and gifts that don't come in the form of money.
Yeah. We get all the other ones, but not that. You know. I was thinking this morning, Mike. It struck me. Some recent events and circumstances have led me to dwell a little bit on something that Brother Francis says a lot in the philosophy tapes, as you will probably remember when I say this, that our number one enemy, and he's really talking about the historical circumstances of St. Benedict Center, but he said our number one enemy has been superficiality. Mm. And he would always say superficiality, you know, sort of accenting each syllable with his Arabic accent. Superficiality, you know, he wanted to get across to us that superficiality was the enemy. Obviously, there are things that are worse than superficiality. I mean, if you have deep malice in your soul, that's worse than superficiality. But so often, superficiality becomes the starting point of a later cultivated deep malice. But when, as I say, certain circumstances in our own apostolate recently have reminded me of what Brother said about this, and that there is this need to continue to go deeper into things and to not just attend to what's strictly on the surface. And I say this because I think this is part of the whole Veritas Radio Network enterprise. I think one of the reasons that you got whacked from Sirius XM, from the Patriot Channel, is because you weren't into just following the news cycle and blathering on about the Dems and talking about all of the sort of standard conservative talking points about the junk in the news cycle. You wanted to go deeper into real causality. What really brought us to where we are now, and why are these things happening, and what do we really need to do to remedy it? And that stuff's anathema.
It is.
I think part of it is that Americans in general tend to be a bit superficial, which, I mean, we should be aware of our national, you know, foibles, just as every one of us as an individual should be aware of our own predominant faults, as well as our primary attractions to grace. You know,
sure.
That's a good thing that we can be aware of about ourselves. But the need ever to go deeper, and the need to be constantly learning, you know, not just learning from other talking heads, but learning from, you know, books and stuff like
what
that.
What an idea. You know?
What an idea, learning from history. Well, that is anathema.
Yeah, learning from history and learning from the great minds who have taught worthy things, you know, things that are actually worth getting into the inner sanctum of your soul, which includes your intellect. So, I mean, attending to those things rather than just constantly polluting your mind with all of the junk that's out there, especially now in the cyber age, but even before with newspapers and all that stuff. So I think one of the things that the Veritas Reader Network is on to is the need to go deeper into the causality of current events, and deeper into, therefore, what are the true remedies, not just what are the surface remedies, not, you know, this tax plan or, you know, electing that guy to that office, but seriously delving deeper into the causality that touches us in our souls, in our families, in our towns, and all that stuff, where we can actually make a difference.
You know, brother,
because you can't make a difference at those higher levels.
No,
we just can't.
You can't.
Yeah, the last caller was saying something very similar, brother. I don't know if you heard him or not, Jeff, but and he says, you know, one of the, talking about Americans being superficial, they many times don't want to hear the deeper causalities, the real problems, because they will have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, I am part of that problem, and I'm going to have to do some serious rehab of my soul and of my actions and of my ways and being. And so they say, no, you know what, that's a lot of work, and that's kind of a pain.
That's too hard.
That's kind of hard. So you know what I think I'll do? I'll go ahead and yell about, I don't know, the latest political platform and tell everyone else that I'm all hunky-dory because I got lots of money in the bank. And that's where we stop.
Yep.
We don't do the vocation. Brother, I want to talk to Dan in New Jersey real quick. And, brother, you met Dan. Mitter Monday, how are you?
Howdy, gentlemen. How are you all this morning there?
Well, you're on with David Simpson and with Brother Andre, and you met Brother at the St. Benedict Center, so say hi to Brother.
Hi, Brother. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Dan?
I've been a little under the weather the last couple of weeks, but I think I'm finally coming out of it. One of those nasty sinus infections. Mike knows what they are.
Oh, Typhoid Eric strikes again.
No, I got it after that. I got it 2 weeks after that, so I can't blame it on poor Eric there. But Mike, and it applies to all of you gentlemen. I know your dedication, your perseverance, and your faith is what inspires all of us. And Mike, you are the catalyst. So,
well, thank you, brother.
That's my message for your birthday today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And by the way, beginning Monday, all of you that are listening will be able to go to the Founders Trading Post at MikeChurch.com. What you don't know about Mitter Monday, brother, is that he is a world-class farmer, including being a world-class turkey farmer. And Dan has donated three soon-to-be freshly butchered turkeys, fresh young turkeys, that he's going to butcher especially for Crusade Channel listeners. Some three of you are going to get these. You're going to go and bid on the turkeys. He's going to include a bottle of white Chardonnay made in New Jersey wine, so your Thanksgiving dinner can be all natural and all Jersey and all benefiting of the Crusade Channel. So we have three of those, thanks to Dana, who's going to donate them next Monday, and or we'll start the bidding on Monday. I am excited for my first fresh turkey.
I'm a surprise. You've never had one before, but they're definitely a distinction. I think you will notice.
Hey, Dan, can I ask you a question? Because I'm thinking about, I'm not going to be in the contest, but I'm going to maybe get a turkey from you as well. What are the sizes on these things?
Well, let's see. This year I've been working hard to keep them back. They've been growing so well. Last year I had some 30 to 35 pounds.
Boom!
A lot of them were over 25. Most people want them in that 18 to 22 pound range, which is where we are this year. I actually had to get the little ones a little later this year, because that's another conversation. I think, you know, I talked to you, David, a little bit about bartering versus using money, and Mike and I have had some agricultural conversations over the past, but we've kind of done that to these poor things, and you know, since it is a part-time endeavor for me, unless you're really close to them, sometimes they get away from you, and you say, well, what's the problem? Well, yeah, most people don't want a 30-pound turkey.
Yeah. Well, I am going to have a lot of people over at the house, but I don't know about that.
They'll probably be like 20 to 24 pounds. I do my best. You know, I do have people who want 35-pound turkeys, and I do have people, like one year a guy called me last year, he wants a 10-pound turkey. I said, no, you want a chicken. But
you want a chicken.
Well, you know.
Well, Dan.
They'll be around that range. And there'll be some other wines besides Chardonnay, Minister. So be prepared.
All right. Well, we'll put it all on the website. And thank you again for the donation and for all your other donations and support, brother. Thanks for the call, Dan. Always good to hear from you.
Yep. Take care, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, brother, we got, if you can hang on, we got to take a time out. I got to get Celeste on with the news, and then is Carrie Gress coming at, or is, okay, I got to get Carrie on, and then Joseph Pierce. Brother, hang on if you would. Folks, if you like what we're doing here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers, and you would like to join us and become a Founders Pass member, you can do so. It's easy to do. Simply go to crusadechannel.com. And you're hearing all of these people that are rabid super fans or rabid super guests. We've been doing this for 2 years now. I think that there's a lot of worth here in what we're doing, and we don't ask a lot from a Founders Pass member, although you can't go all the way up to being a crusader or a grand master level, which no one's a grand master yet, but we do have plenty of crusaders, plenty of founding fathers, and plenty of founding brothers, but every single membership counts. So if you'd like to be around and hear us do anniversary episode number 3 next year at this time, God willing, we're still alive, please go to crusadechannel.com, crusadechannel.com, and sign up for a Founders Pass membership today. You can also give a gift membership to someone that may be really in need of the Crusade Channel. 30-day, 90-day, one-year gift memberships are available in the Founders Pass at crusadechannel.com. And all day today, to celebrate our second-year anniversary, any order in the Founders Trading Post. There's too much for me to tell you about in the Founders Trading Post, but if you go to mikechurch.com/shop, shop to your heart's content. There are 50% off, 80% off sale items, and every order gets a free Road to Independence audio CD set. That's 2 CD sets in the DVD case, free of charge, don't cost nothing. Our gift to you on anniversary birthday number 2. So all that is on the Crusade is on my site at mikechurch.com. Crusade Channel memberships ships at crusadechannel.com. We'll say goodbye to our Facebook Live audience. You can go over to crusadechannel.com and listen all day long or download the app. There are no commercials. The premium feed is there for you on the free preview feed all day long today on the site at crusadechannel.com or on the app, which you can download free in the Google Play or iTunes Store. Or you can also join us in our live chat room. You know, we got all 30 people in here. We could break the record of 45 here today at mikechurch.com. That's where you'll find the live chat. So thanks for watching on the Facebook Live. Okay, we'll take a time out. And gosh, we are loaded for, we got to get the mimosas in here. We got to get the mimosas and the cigars in here and the cheesecake and all that other stuff that we're going to do. And then talk to you at 844-527-8723. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. 2 years old today. Happy birthday to us. And thanks to you for making it possible. Give us a call, 844-527-8723. Dr. Carrie Gress and Joseph Pierce are up next with all of us that are already here. Here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.